the past. Folks romanticize past positive experiences to a point that the memory of the event is much more positive than the initial experience. Folks also do the same thing with bad experiences, with a memory amplifying the experience in a negative way. Some say that negative experiences fade with time. The conscious memory may fade, but trauma doesn't just go away. Our entire systems remember. Unaddressed trauma can significantly increase the risk of a wide variety of mental and physical health issues. It's one of the reasons that a journey to become wise, welcoming, inclusive, supportive, and engaged for mental health is so important. Too many people live with unaddressed trauma because of the stigma of getting mental health treatment. Too many people fall through the cracks because they either don't have access to or haven't sought out treatment. And too many times the church turns away from those in need because they are afraid, unequipped, or unwilling to help. And it's not okay to be that way. The church must continue to be a community of healing and hope, of shared resources and shared kindness, welcoming, inclusive, supportive, and engaged for mental health. You see, trauma stays with us. So do happy times. Those happy times do tend to be romanticized. And when we try to recreate those romanticized times, the recreation rarely lives up to the romanticized version of the events, like it was before. In today's reading, the prophet announces that God is going to do a new thing. But just before that announcement, there's a brief warning not to romanticize the events from the past and expect that this new thing is going to be just like the things from before, because it doesn't work that way. The people living in exile when the prophet from Isaiah 43 spoke romanticized the past. They were a people delivered out of bondage in Egypt. They were a people who walked through the sea while their would-be captors were drowned. They were a people wandering in the wilderness for a generation. They were a people at Sinai, getting the Ten Commandments. They were a people who finally made it to the Promised Land. They were a people who had been thrown out of their land. They were a people with a strong history, but without a place to call home. And they looked back at the events that defined them and remembered what seemed to be glory days. That's what we have to get back to. When we get back to all that, we will make it great again. And the prophet acknowledged the people's need to remember what God had done for them. But heed the warning. Do not remember the former things or consider the things of old. How does one just forget what happened? How can we ignore our history? I don't think the prophet is telling people to ignore this history. The prophet was warning the people not to dwell on this history or to romanticize it, to expect that what comes next will be just like it was before in the glory days. God says, I am about to do a new thing, making a way in the wilderness. This new thing, this new way in the wilderness is something different, a new way on a path that hasn't been traveled before. There's no comparison to the past possible. A new way. A way like this. The wild animals will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, for I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert to give drink to my chosen people. Wait, what? Wild animals? Jackals? Ostriches? What does that have to do with giving drink to people in the wilderness? I don't know. Maybe the animals are being compared to a people in exile. Maybe what is translated ostrich would be better translated as eagle owl. Maybe it's a word of encouragement that God has a new way for all the people. Maybe it's God doing what God does with this new way, turning the world upside down. God provided a new way. God is providing a new way. God will keep showing a new way. We've been the church during the pandemic for more than 2 years. What new ways have we learned? What new ways have we experienced? What new ways have we embraced? What ways do we wish would return yet never will? How will we continue to be the church in a new, abruptly arrived paradigm for being the church? How are we experiencing the new way? How are we experiencing God turning the world upside down? I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert unto new untraveled paths. God is making a way. It's coming. It has been. It's here. It's new. Amen.